This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Let's get this show on the road.
Knock, knock.
Who dat?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
Let us begin. Rousing applause.
Darn.
Ugh, tough Darn. Crowd.
Why is that in the kitchen?
Ugh.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Do you take requests?
Yeah.
Let's get started.
Out of paper, out of stock. There's friendly faces around the block. Break loose from the chains that are causing you pain. Call Michael and Stanley, Jim and Dwight Creed, call Andy and Kelly for your business paper needs. Or Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people. Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people. Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people.
Hello and welcome to the Michael Scott Podcast Company, a show for fans of The Office by fans of The Office. I'm your host and man overboard, Sean Roney.
What up, my nerds? I'm Edwin James, and I'm back.
And with us, as always, our producer in the warehouse, Mr. Alex Ward.
Peach iced tea. You're going to hate it.
Every week we get together and talk about our favorite show, NBC's The Office. This week we're trying something new with our we've been doing our fantasy draft episodes. This is going to be an auction draft, which we'll explain in a bit here, of season two episodes. After that, we'll have some trivia sent to us by Smookler, a longtime fan of the show. Smookler, we're excited to do your trivia finally. And then after that, we'll do some catch up with Edwin James,
who
has recently returned from a long trip. How are you, Edwin?
I'm doing great back here in the swing of things here in Switzerland, but got to spend an amazing couple weeks in the Philippines with my family. Got to see a lot of the country. Good to be back, but it was a fantastic trip.
I can't wait to hear about it. So yeah, stick around for the end of the episode. We'll do a little travel diary with Edwin.
Yeah, including some office moments. That's a couple little office things that popped up during the trip.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Well, before we get into all of that, Alex, do we have any housekeeping to start off with?
Couple things. At patreon.com/MichaelScott, you can find an avenue for membership to the Scott's Tots. And when you become a Scott's Tots, you get ad-free episodes. You get our exclusive monthly mailbags. We had a banger, just Sean and I, last month. Well over 2 hours.
Woo.
Where we just answer every question. So once you're a tot, you can send in a question, a comment, a thought, a hope, a dream, an ambition, anything. We will talk about it. That is our contractual obligation to you. We take a percentage of our Patreon earnings as a donation. You get to be a part of that. We have unreleased episodes we put on there. We've got bonus mini podcast series, all sorts of goodies on there. So go ahead and join that. If you want to support the show, help us keep doing this. It really literally helps us to continue the show. Makes it worth our time and makes it worth your time. Let's be honest. Getting everyone home on time. That's what we're about here. Other than that, I want to urge you to check out Captive Audience, our other podcast that has nothing to do with The Office, in which we just talked about Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
Big one.
Yeah, super excited about our Dune episode. Super excited about Dune in general. So if you got to go see it, give it a listen. Check out our new.
And we don't normally show. Do like movies currently coming out. We they're called now playing episodes where we talk about just quick reactions to current movies. But generally, we do older classic movies, ones you haven't seen. The whole conceit of the show is that we make the others watch a movie they've never seen, and one that we mm-hmm. deem is important for them to see, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Doesn't really matter. Next up, we're doing a movie called 12 Angry Men. You probably have never heard of it. It's one of my top three movies, I would say. I absolutely love it, and I'm making these boys watch it. Have either of you, both of you never seen it?
I've seen it. Yeah.
You have? Okay, cool.
I've seen it a couple of times.
But I've heard of it. I feel like it's a well-known entity.
Yes, it's like, it's the movie classics classic. Mm-hmm. It's an old standard of Hollywood, and one I'm excited
to get into. Like a movie from the 90s with like Brad Pitt?
they did.
Yeah, I know that one.
12 Monkeys?
Yeah.
They're almost the same movie. Basically the same plot.
Isn't this that Adam Sandler animated Hanukkah movie?
8 Days of Christmas? Yeah, also the same plot. Very similar movie.
Oh, 8 Crazy Nights. That's
8 Crazy Nights. 8 Days of Christmas.
8 Days of Christmas.
Boy, the Catholic in me really is showing. So that's what's going on there. So join it for all that. Do you want me to keep talking about housekeeping stuff, Sean?
No. Let's get into the meat of today's episode. Today we will be doing a draft of season 2 episodes, but today instead of like the drafts we've done in the past, this is going to be an auction draft. Edwin, would you care to explain how that works? What the heck an auction draft is?
I would love to. So if you're a member of Fantasy Sports Leagues, you might be familiar with this format. But basically, as opposed to a snake draft, which kind of goes in alternating fashion between the people making selections and then who goes first and last in each round, an auction draft, one of us will submit an episode in this case or something to be bid on. And then each of us will have a set budget and we'll start to bid for that. So if you really want something, you can bid a lot of money for it, hypothetical money for it. But we will be drafting episodes from season 2. So each of us is going to take 5 episodes from season 2. We haven't set any other kind of specific criteria, but we'll be drafting 15 of the 22 episodes from season 2. So it'll be a mm-hmm. little bit competitive in terms of what you want to fill out your roster. But each of us will have $100 as our budget, and we'll
maybe
kind of
bucks?
Alternate. Sure, let's call them true bucks.
Uh-huh.
Couple Stanley Nichols if you need to split the difference.
Yeah, if you really need to to make the split the difference,
that's half a dollar.
Yeah,
a half a shroot buck.
Yeah. Yes, so yes, a little different format, but I'm excited, and the the nomination process is the big difference here, because you know,
okay,
if you want an episode, you for instance be like, all right, I'm putting Fun Run up for auction, you know, and Edwin's yeah. like $20. It's like whoa, all right, 25, and then we'll bid back and forth. It's gonna be fun. $100, okay. You say.
We thought about making our budgets $1,000 in honor of Bob Vance, but we thought it would get too difficult with the bids, so we'll throw on some extra zeros at the end to get up into the thousands. Yeah,
should I
the winner?
Yeah, I was wondering, how do we do the going once, going twice, and maybe what do we do?
So $1,000.
Do that.
I like it.
Yeah,
like it.
Every pick, maybe.
We should
play that every all 15 picks.
Yes.
That needs to be played.
Or just this? We don't need.
There we go.
There we go.
We don't need someone to pick the order of the draft. But I do. Actually, maybe we do. Maybe can Ryan or Ann or one of them available to choose 1, 2, 3?
Ryan's out right now.
I could.
Oh God.
Yeah, let me yell down to Ann. I'll just keep this rolling. Hang on.
And just a 1, 2, and 3. We need a first, second, third.
Edwin. Great. Okay. Who goes
yes.
second?
Who goes second?
Me. All right.
Okay.
All right.
God.
See how it is.
Even that.
This is a big flip from. This is a big flip from your decree of I shall determine the order.
I liked mine much better.
Yeah.
But we'll go with this.
This is good.
We'll go with
yeah.
this. Okay.
It's not a snake, so it's not like you're just picking something. This is.
It's just gonna go in a circle,
yeah.
right?
We just nominate. We're just nominating. Just nominate.
Yeah. So after Sean, does it go back to me?
Sure.
Okay.
Look,
yeah, I guess that's
right.
how it works.
We can get okay. if you want an episode, you can go get it. You know?
True.
One thing you should keep track of, and by the way, thank you, listeners, for hanging in as we just go over the fine print of this episode.
Don't be afraid to trim it down.
At some point, you might have a maximum bet where it's like you've spent a lot of your money. If you only have $3 left and you have three picks to make, your max bet is $1, right? So just keep that in mind.
Here we go. Let's get this show on the road. Edwin, what is your first nomination?
Okay. The first nomination in the season 2 Office episode draft will be sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment. Very good.
And we'll start the bidding at $2.
Ooh. Wow. I'm going to go $5.
I'll go $8. I'll put up $8 for sexual harassment.
8% of your budget.
I'll go with $10.
Ooh. It's between you guys. I actually didn't even have this on my list, so bid away, boys.
I think I'm willing to let him have it for $10.
Okay.
So one.
Very good. Okay.
That's good value. $10 for sexual harassment, of course.
I was curious to see if this was one that you guys wanted. I thought this was a good one to have, just because, I mean, it's so ridiculous. You have Todd Packer. You have a lot of That's What She Said. You have
corporate lawyers.
The lawyer. in rewatching to prepare this, the extra lawyer really, really made me laugh.
It's yeah.
And motorcycle injuries and diet pill lawsuits. Yeah.
Yes, Michael's understanding of the just general corporate structure is on display, which is he doesn't have much understanding of it. He's pretty much, he kind of acts like a child this entire episode, a child who's being scolded.
He's like, I'm so busy fighting corporate, I forget that I am corporate. Yeah, he has his hands behind his head as he says it.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. I feel like not exactly a heavy hitter for that first pick, though.
I agree.
Yeah, one of the like test the waters. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got his favorites still in his pocket. All right, Alex. What are you nominating now?
All right. Let's do it. Casino night. I'll start the bidding at
the finale.
I'm starting at $5.
$10.
$15.
17.
Oh, 17.
17.
20.
Alex bid 20. Okay.
Fifth of my budget.
22.
It's like we're bidding for Jokic again. 25.
Okay, I'm out.
27.
You're just 27 and one
penny.
He's
always going up by two.
It's
a strategy.
You're just Dwight at Crime Aid here. I'll do 28.
Okay.
28 and one penny. 29.
29.
30 bucks.
Do I hear
30? 30 shrewd bucks.
30 bucks.
31 to Edwin.
You can have it.
Hey, all right.
30 bucks. It's sold.
Sold $1,000.
Thank you. All right, very good. Right. Casino night for $30. Alex, how do you feel?
I feel pretty good. I was prepared. I have a couple big expenditures on here, and that was one of them. That was earmarked as one of two to three ones I'm gonna spend on. I'm betting nice. I can get some cheap deals later in the draft. here's the deal: casino night. It is perhaps the best season finale. I would argue out of the batch. It is maybe one of the most, the highest emotional stakes that happens in the show, at least for me. I think it's one of the most consequential episodes in the entire canon of The Office in terms of Jim and Pam, which, as we've talked about many times through the first three or four seasons, I mean, that's the show, is the will they, won't they, with Jim and Pam. Not to mention, Michael's love triangle is hilarious. You get Billy Merchant, you get Bob Vance, you get Creed stealing stuff, you get Kevin playing poker. There's so much going on in this episode.
It's fun.
I wish there was a little more Meredith in this episode. Could have used a little more Meredith. You get some good Toby Michael interactions. I mean, this front to back, the episode is...
I hate so much about the things you choose to be.
Michael's
two queens on casino night. I'm going to drop a deuce on him. It's just all-time Michael line for me. Jan's got her overnight bag. There's drama. There's romance. There's hilarity.
No sign of Lan Jevonson.
And I mean, at the end of the day, this is the episode of Jim and Pam's, you know, first real kiss. It's not at the Dundies in the first one. So
that's right.
I need a casino night. It's very, very top shelf for me. So I'm glad I got it. $30, honestly, steal.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
It's now time for my nomination, and I'm going to nominate the first episode of season two.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The Dundies. And I'll be starting the bidding at $10.
$15.
$20.
Edwin.
We don't have to go in order. There's no order.
No, it's popcorn.
Just bid. Okay. Yeah.
You raise that paddle.
Okay.
Raise that paddle, son.
25.
$27.
28.
29 Shroot Bucks.
32.
$33.
$34.
It's between you guys. $34. Do I hear 35? Do I hear 35? Going once to Sean. Going twice. He's out.
He's out.
$1,000. All right.
Maybe that's what we do. If whoever's pulls out a bidding becomes the auctioneer.
I like that.
Just to very avoid good. The dead air. A lot.
Wait,
of
did
dead
I get it?
There.
32? Was it the final?
You got it for $34.
Okay, $34.
$34 was the last thing you said.
Okay, so, wishful thinking on my part.
It's just point shaving scandal already.
Mm-hmm. So over a third, just a hair over a third of your budget there, Edwin. How do you feel about getting the Dundies for $34?
You know, Casino Night and the Dundies were the two that I kind of had circled on my board. I mean, the Dundies is probably my favorite episode of The Office. So it was one that I needed to get, especially if I didn't get Casino Night, because those episodes are so impactful, I think, just the two of them. Mm-hmm. But Casino Night aside, I think the Dundies to me is just like, it's almost like, I don't want to say it's a perfect episode, but it has everything that I really love in it. Like, it has I feel like it uses the ensemble really well. It has like a Jim and Pam like moment that is like really ambiguous, but also very hopeful, but also doesn't really give you much of anything to work with. Which I love, like the kiss and then Tiny Dancer playing at the end. It has Michael's characters. It has OPP. If you watch the super fan cut, you will find that after all these times and after all these listens, Michael still doesn't know what the second P stands for. You know, we got to see Ping. We get to learn Michael's true feelings for Ryan. I absolutely love this episode, and I am very, very happy that I was able to get it.
I mean, it's maybe the reason that like the show exists really as much as it does, you know, the season two, it just kicks off the modern era of The Office with season one being the only,
you know,
pre-industrial era.
Like, this is something we have been doing the show so long that it's kind of like, if you were to have someone start the episode or start the office with one episode, I always say it's the Dundies, because you get to kind of meet the characters. It kind of sets the tone in a good way. I love this episode.
Sing it, Elton.
It's, It's a great one. It's a great Pam episode too, which you love to see. You know, I knew that this was maybe Edwin's favorite episode. I know you say it's the one that you recommend to people who've never seen
the
show.
Oh, no, I did say
before,
a little bit ago that it's probably my favorite episode. I'll go out on a limb. Yeah, yeah. It's my favorite episode. Okay.
Whoa. He's out on that limb.
Yeah. I said that once, like, I don't know, 4 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm glad you got it. I'm glad that you spent a chunk of your money on it. So that maybe hopefully some of my favorites. So. Be cheaper for me. Let's move on to the next nomination. I think it's we're back around to mm-hmm. Edwin.
Comes to me. I'm going to go with this is a challenge now because I have two already. Mm-hmm. And my budget's partly gone. Let's go with the fire. And we'll start the bidding at $5.
$10.
$15.
$17.
There you go.
Twos and fives, baby. That's
get in there.
Increments
get in there, baby. 17, that's a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, this one wasn't even on my list, so I'm tempted. Well, I shouldn't have said that. I was like, I maybe could drive that price up, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it.
Going,
I don't want it.
Going.
You got it, buddy. Here's for $17.
So all right.
$1,000.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I feel good about getting the fire for $17. I think this is a sleeper great episode. I think we got an email about it recently, or maybe a Patreon message, but like, someone saying that it was their favorite episode, but
it's a good one.
Yeah, I mean,
a really good episode.
It's a really great one. I mean, it's a great, you know, Michael being an insufferable boss episode, the way he's just like, you know, got Ryan trapped literally in his car at one point. and you just get to watch that whole like, you know, Dwight just kind of crumble because of it. And then just the way that the ensemble kind of gets to bond, just standing in the parking lot playing like summer camp games. It's one of those episodes that are like, that kind of make you think like, oh yeah, working in an office is nice when, you know, the fire alarm gets pulled and then you're like, we're all just standing around. And, you know, we've had moments like that on set. You know, they'll do the fire drills on set and it's like everybody go out to the parking lot. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, we never are just all standing in a big clustery group like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel, and $17, it's a deal.
It's a really good episode. I mean, that's one reason that, you know, with season two, part of the reason that I wanted to do season two is there's a lot of strong episodes and there aren't a lot of ones, I mean, at least for me, where I think like, I really, really don't want this episode. Like, I think almost every episode in this season would be pretty happy ending up with. Like, let's say if we had a fourth person drafting with us. And also the episodes, like, I mean, there's only 22, so it reduces the number. But yeah, the season is so strong. And a lot of the episodes, like, I don't want to say they're similar, but they don't go to Florida. They don't go to, you know, they don't go to Philly. They don't go to art school. They don't go to the Michael Scott Paper Company. They're all kind of in the Dunder Mifflin Scranton world.
They do go to New York a little bit.
To New York a little bit. Yeah.
But, you know, you got to go to New York sometimes. Mm-hmm.
But so, the fire, so. Such a good one. I mean, I'm watching a lot of season two to just kind of get excited for this episode. Yeah. The fire really stood out, really made me laugh, especially a super fan cut. Very good one.
You get the fired one. Guy. It's kind of the first episode where Ryan is kind of put in his place a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
For better
that's
or
right.
for worse.
That's right. The Dwight's elation when he discovers the cheesy pita.
Something that always makes me laugh. Hey there, Mr. Egghead. Burp.
When is that? Burp.
They're like, they're like all joking around. And Michael grabs Ryan's chest. He goes, hey, God. Mr. Egghead. Burp.
He does a little apple pinch. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's just so uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. Shout out to our parking lot episode. Go back and listen to that if you haven't. If you haven't
Dwight fist pumping when the fire truck shows up.
With the extinguisher under his arm, right? I like that.
Listen, I got some theories.
you get some great Ryan and Michael scenes in the car. Mm-hmm. Poor Ryan, just really wanting to get out of that car. You get some Katie and Jim stuff there, still kind of lingering around.
She swings by. Dwight kind of crying in his car while Jim and Pam laugh at him.
Listening to Everybody Hurts.
Everybody hurts.
Hope the war goes on forever. Ryan gets drafted.
Very good pick, Edwin, and I'm glad I got to buy that one. Alex, what is your nomination?
I was just trying to think how many nominations will I have. I'm like, I guess we'd get five.
You will have five.
Okay. I'm going to nominate Boys and Girls.
Boys and Girls. Nice.
I'm going to start at $1.
Okay. Okay.
Boys and Girls.
This is a good one, but do either of us want it?
This is why I'm like, $1.
I think...
Going once.
You should push him, Sean. You should get this one.
I'll go $2.
What are you looking at me for?
$3.
$4.
$5. Come on, baby.
This is a good
one. Am I going to rug you, Sean? You know, when am I going to say I'm out?
They unionize in Pittsfield. We all know what happened in
Pittsfield. When am I going to just convince you to get, and then you're going to have one you don't want and you're stuck with it? Will it be $6?
But you want this one. This is a good one, dude.
You don't know that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I know it's a good one.
It's a good one.
No, you don't know that I want it.
Oh.
Maybe I want Sean to take it.
No, I'm out.
Hell yeah. $5. Let's go.
$5.
Unless Edwin's
Boys and Girls. How do you feel?
Okay, yeah.
Over $1,000!
How do I feel?
I'm
pretty surprised. I thought people would want this one. I think this is one of the standouts of season two. I absolutely love this episode just for... It's still takes place in the office, the warehouse, but you get like, it's like two separate episodes going on at once. You get Michael's just unhinged from feeling like he's being prevented from his own office with Jan, with all the rest of the women. Everything with Jan and all the women is, I just think, is great. with Kelly asking about second base, wonderful moment. Michael as Hasselhoff unbuttoning his shirt. The whole scene down in the warehouse is just incredible. The union thing happening. I just love every part of this episode. I think it's hilarious.
Remember in Lost when they met the others?
Yeah. I just think this episode really develops a lot of the characters further. Kind of some of the political relationships going on inside the office. I mean, for $5, hell yeah. Which is great, because now I got more money to really just outbid you chumps on something else.
Heck yeah. No, that's good, man. I think that's great.
This is a good episode and a value pick, but if we were drafting like 7 episodes each, maybe I would have tried to push you on it or tried to get it. But I mean, I'm just saying, because, you know, we have limited roster space. I already have 2 episodes.
So. That's fair. I mean, I didn't want the fire at all. It wasn't even on my list. So that's how it goes. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. My second nomination will be drug testing. And I'm going to start it at $5.
This is a good one, too.
$8.
$8. It's a good one.
I'll do 10.
$12.
Hmm. He's thinking. He's stroking 13. The beard.
$13? Seems like Edwin has no interest in this one.
This one, especially at this price point, you guys, it is between the two of you. Unless I decide to come in later. We'll see.
I'm good.
I think sold you can have it for 13. To me, drug testing for $13. I am
and winner.
I feel great about this pick. This is one I wanted. I think maybe I might have overpaid for it a little bit, but I am okay with that. I think this is a
we only have five picks. I mean,
yeah. I mean, this is such a great
$70 left for three episodes.
I'm gonna need it. There's some big ones left on the table still. This is just such a classic Michael and Dwight episode. I think when I first watched the show back in 2007 or whatever, this was a standout episode for me. It's so funny how Michael, does such a reversal. I love that it's, that he went to an Alicia Keys concert. He got past something
for the lady.
But wait, okay. Is it just me or do you guys also picture him wearing the same clothes that he wears to the office every day at the Alicia Keys concert?
100%.
Yes.
100%. That's what he
was sitting by himself on the aisle. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly how I picture it. I also picture, that he went alone with no one else. Yeah.
Cigarette. I'm sure it was a clove cigarette.
Mm-hmm. And we love Dwight in uniform. Love Dwight in uniform.
In costume. Yeah.
And it has to be urine. I mean, there's some great lines here. I love when Creed. Yeah. Yes. I love when he's showing the picture of weed to people.
Yeah.
Cannabis Indica Northern Lights.
No,
it's marijuana.
I think my favorite shot is he's doing the string, the angle of throwing the joint, and you just see him trying to figure out where. It's just great. Also, Dwight's just one of the great Dwight episodes. His just general body language and posture when he's resigns as a volunteer sheriff's deputy is just incredible.
When he just carries that cup of pee to Michael. And it's just classic too, Michael being the manipulative friend who's it's one of those ones too that kind of breaks your heart a little bit in a way.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it especially funny. I'm very happy with that for $13, actually.
Yeah, good job.
I think, should we take a quick break and then come back and pick some more?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
What say we do?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to the Michael Scott Paper Cup Podcast Company. My God.
5 years.
Let's check in here. Edwin, how much money going into this third round? How much money do we all have?
All right. Alex has $65 in two episodes drafted. Yes. I have... $56 and two episodes drafted. And Sean, you have $70 remaining in two episodes drafted. So each of us has three episodes remaining to choose. with varying amounts of money.
Very good. Nice. Very good. Edwin, please, if you will, tell us, what is your third nomination?
Okay, third nomination is going to be Christmas Party.
Okay, Christmas Party. Set it and out for how much?
$5.
Great. Seven.
$7? Oh, this is such a good one. I feel bad letting him take it, but...
$7 of vodka? Yeah, I should do it.
Such a classic.
Going once.
It's also not on my list.
Going twice.
It's a really good one, though. Don't you think? Like, there's it such is. Good
I
ones.
I just feel like we are overexposed to Christmas Party as a show. But does it matter for this draft?
I'm gonna I'll let you take it for $8.
I bid $7.
I'll let you have it for $95. And 2 first round picks.
So wait, are you bidding $8, Edwin?
No. Sean is having getting it for $7.
All right, sold. Wow. I get it for $7. Ha ha.
What a deal.
This was on my list, suckers. and I feel great about getting it for $7. Wow. Man, Christmas Party was my introduction to The Office and therefore has a very special place in my heart. I think it's a great Jim and Pam episode. You got the feels with the teapot letter and all that. Mm-hmm. It's a great Michael episode because he has a total freak out and ruins everything. But then, you know, he learns his lesson and he buys 15 bottles of vodka and he saves the party. It's love to see Dwight in the elf ears. It's a good ensemble episode. Even just little stuff like Kevin getting himself the foot bath, you know, just the little jokes like Creed. Yeah. I think he went into his closet, pulled this little number out, and put it in a bag. Yep, that's exactly what happened. I am very happy.
You might have gotten the steal of the draft with this one. I think the value is very, very high.
I was ready to pay for this one. I was, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I should have jumped in and just driven the price up, but yikes.
Should, but short.
The big short. That's what the name of this draft is.
Yeah.
All right, Alex, it's time for your third nomination.
There's two that I'm torn between here. I think I'm going to nominate The Fight for $5.
Ooh, very good. For $5.
Yeah. We'll start it at $5.
I'll take it to $7.
$10.
I'll take it to $12.
$15.
I'll take it to $18.
$20.
What I got left here?
It's okay. You can still have it for $20.
$23.
$23. What do you think, Sean?
I'm out.
$23.
All right, auction it for us. You
can have it for $23.
$23. All right. God, they're sold for $23. Rah. All right. Very good. The Fight. Alex, how do you feel? $23 for The Fight.
I'm in. I love it. I was ready to continue bidding, as needed. I love The Fight. It is. I think this is just. It's just an all-timer. It's so good. There's a lot of versions of Michael and Dwight over the years. This might be some of the best Michael and Dwight we get.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just the genesis for this entire episode is when they're just like arc of a hooky beat in a fight, and the way Michael turns to take a punch from Dwight and then just ha ha, like that moment alone. And Michael's reaction is like, yeah, I'll pay $23 for that. No problem.
All of the air just leaves his body.
I mean, it's just any time that they act like children is funny. And this episode probably no more than this episode do they act like children.
And it's literally like Dwight.
Oh, you can't see? Oh, you can't see? I got his pants. Pants don't count.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, it's Dwight at a children's karate place. Like, that's basically what's going on.
B-roll of like Dwight with the kids, like practicing karate. Oh,
and talking about being a senpai is just perfect. It gives us so much more Dwight character. How seriously he takes it all. It's a good office goes to a different location episode of like everyone's kind of fight. I'm coming. Fight. Anytime the office all goes on a field trip like this, it's great. This is a very early version of that. One of my most quoted things on this show is I need that footage.
I need it.
I want it.
I recognize that. That's Japanese for California roll.
Again, the body language of Michael coming out of that elevator and White behind him, defeated, incredible stuff. It's got physical comedy. It adds a little Jim and Pam tension with the shirt lift.
Definitely,
so awkward. Oof.
Oh,
the grab and lift.
Cringe moment.
Foof.
Also, the pump fake on the IM where he's like, "Dear Pam, if that was weird today, I'm sorry," and then he deletes the whole thing.
Right. And today that would just be like you see the dots,
the three dots, and then they go
reply
away.
Dots, and then they go away, which is a trope I see like all the time now, like in movies and TV. Anyway, that it's just so good and kind of a happy ending. Dwight actually becoming assistant regional manager, title change only, but hey, big day for Dwight. What's not to love about the fight?
Yeah, it's just, dude, for me, it's Michael, all the things Michael says during the fight. He's like, "You look like such an idiot." he's just like such a little shithead kid. Like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The physicality is, the physical comedy is on top tier here. I love it. I love it. So
very good.
I would have spent more on it.
Okay, you know what? I've never made this comparison before. I haven't done this in my head yet. But you remember Game of Thrones? Yeah, this is not a spoiler. This is like second season of Game of Thrones or whatever. Where Bronn like steps up for Tyrion is like, and he ends up killing the knight. And then they're like, "You didn't fight with honor." And he's like, "He did." And it's like Dwight is the guy who fights with honor. And Michael is the guy who does not.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay. It's now time for my third nomination, and I will be going with the injury. And I'm going to start it at $5.
Coming next.
$5.
$8 to you, Sean. Do I hear $10, Sean? Do I hear $10? Do I hear $10 to Sean? Do I hear $12 or $11? Whatever you want, Edwin. Do I hear?
He said $10?
He said $10.
I said $10. I'm in for $10.
$15 to you, Sean. Do I hear $18? Do I hear $20?
Go $17.
$17, Sean. Back to you, Edwin. The bid is $18. $17. $18 back to Sean. We got one going here. 18. Can we get this up to 20?
20.
20 from Sean. $20 to Edwin. 22 now to Edwin. 22 coming back to Sean now. Sean there. 22 now. Coming down to 22.
23. You can have this one for
23. 23. Yes. Sold. Woo. To the man. And the Pliny the Elder hat.
All right.
Roni the Younger.
Shout out to Russian River Brewing. I just went there for the first time.
Hey, how was it? Cool. Is that where you got the hat?
It was like the most, I mean, good for them. It was like the most normal brew pub in the world. It was it was like walking into any other brew pub, but the beer was so much better. Okay. the injury. I am very pleased to get this for $23. This is probably the top of my list. This is one of my favorite Office episodes. So it was the most important episode for me to get today. And I feel very good that I got it for only $23. But man, I mean, how it's so good. I mean, it's this is one of the greatest Michael episodes in terms of him acting like a child. I mean, burning his foot on the George Foreman grill is one of the classic jokes of the show. I also just love getting different Dwight in this. Concussed Dwight is really funny, and there's something really sweet about him and Pam bonding. Like that's the catalyst for their friendship moving through the rest of the show. You get Billy Merchant in this episode. It's even a good Ryan episode with him heading out, you know, looking for the yams and then, you know, crushing up medication like he does for his dog. He's got a he's got a good joke there.
Yeah, question. Very why pleased. Is Tom Hanks on the wall?
Tom Hanks on the wall twice.
He's dancing on a keyboard with Robert Loggia. Yeah.
This is, I don't know why, I've always felt like the injury and the fight are really good pairing.
Complimentary.
They're very complimentary. Yes. They're Michael and Dwight on opposite ends of the spectrum. Like different, like hurt Michael, friendly, nice Dwight, very different.
What's wrong with him? Today he burned his foot on the Foreman grill. No, the moon faced kid who crashed his car into the pole. I think he might have a concussion.
The moon faced kid. I don't think that doctor's ever gone in a minor character draft, but he should be shouted out.
Oh, he's a good one. He actually laughs at the.
He's one of that's what she said. People over the course of the show that laughs at a that's what she said jokes. Mm-hmm. Like almost no one does.
I love, doesn't Michael write for his reason taking someone to the hospital?
Yeah. That's good. And Michael, he bubble wraps his foot.
Bubble wraps Michael in the suit jacket and sweats. Great look. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. Michael trying to slip his foot in the MRI is
shout out to
awesome.
Our award-winning costume winner, Matt Shedd, for dressing up.
Yeah, yes, right. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Let's move on because Edwin, you only have two picks on the board currently. You need three more.
That is true.
And it is now time for your fourth nomination.
Okay. Let's do Booze Cruise. And we'll do it for $10.
$15.
$17.
$20.
$21.
$22. $25.
Back to Alex.
$27
to Edwin.
$28.
Back to Alex.
$30.
$31.
All right. $32 to Alex.
Just doing some math here.
$33. $34. Or 34.
35.
Oh, boy. This is now the most expensive episode of our draft.
36.
Ah, you can have it.
Sold. All right. Very, very good. For $36. How do you feel, Edwin?
I feel really good. This was one where I really wanted this episode, and this is a where I was in position to spend more to get it. This episode is hilarious. It has some of the most impactful moments, I think, in this season. I always love Michael being the surprising voice of wisdom for Jim, and coaching him up.
Engaged ain't married, BFD.
I love the moment, but it is a brutal moment. Like it's a difficult moment when Jim is so brutal. And to Katie, she's like, do you think we'll ever be like that? And he says, no, let's break up. Like it's a really difficult moment, but it's one that like, it's so heartbreaking, you know, that like it really stands out to me. You've Captain Jack, the party captain. You've Michael dancing to the bass line from Get Busy by Sean Paul. Yeah, there's just so much to love about this episode. And I think, it's one of the many of the sort of what I would say are like the, I don't know, the signature episodes from the season have been selected at this point. I was happy to get one at this stage.
Yeah, this is a great episode. I don't know why, for me, it wasn't on my list. And so I tapped out after you guys went over $20, but I do feel like it's, I don't know. Maybe it's just that it's a one where they're away from the office. It's so different, you know?
This is, you're telling me reasons why you didn't want it?
I guess so. Yeah.
Every episode so far has just been why it's great, and you're like, not for me. They're gone. I don't like it so much.
Well, it's funny looking back at like our picks. A lot of these episodes, they leave the office. Like,
yeah,
true.
From the Dundies, I mean, Casino Night feels like it's in a different place, even though it's not.
It does. Yeah.
The fight, obviously, this one, the injury, they go to the hospital. I mean, there's a lot of leaving the office, more than I realized.
Mm-hmm. But they stay within Scranton, and conceptually, they aren't like big leaps.
Yep.
Although maybe you disagree with me, or maybe our listeners disagree with me. I feel like the lengths that they go to, or the distances that they travel in this episode, don't feel as far, let's say, as going to church in season 7, or even going to Gabe's apartment. I don't know what it is, but like they feel more like in a small town than some of the places like they go in later seasons.
I agree with that. Very, very good. Okay, Booze Cruise for $36. Well done, Edwin.
Shotgun goes to Ryan. Congratulations, Ryan.
Quick budget check.
Yep. Quick budget check. Edwin has $20 left, 20 shrewd bucks left, and 2 picks left. Alex, you also have 2 picks left, but you have $42. I only have 1 pick left, and I have $40. Alex, it is now time for your 4th nomination.
Very well. I would like to nominate Office Olympics.
All right.
I'm going to start the bidding at $8. I'll take it for 8.
$10.
$15.
$20.
Oh, man, I want to get in here, but I've been priced out.
$23.
$25.
This is your time. You can leave it all on the table, Sean. 1 pick left. Make it count.
$28.
I'm going to bid $40 on it.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, I'll bid $41. And snatch it right out from Sean's grasp.
What?
$41, I'll take it. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, I did not see that coming. That means you have $1 left.
I got to deal with some scraps. And one you know what? Season 2, there's plenty of scraps. There's plenty of scraps for a dollar.
Dang. So, wow. Hey, okay, well, first let me say, I thought I had that one in the bag. Because you still have 2 picks left, and I had
$40. Now I only have one.
Now you only have one. But I thought for sure I had that, and I thought I had played this game perfectly in order to get Office Olympics, which I really, really wanted.
I know you did, and that's why I asked for a budget check. Because Sean, you're dealing with some guys who've played a lot of fantasy sports. Okay, we know how this works.
Oh God, I needed to practice my fantasy sports.
I had to box you out for that one, because you know what I hate is having money on the table at the end of an auction draft. There's just no worse feeling. So I'm gonna empty out the chamber. Hey, you still got picks.
Time to empty out the chamber, Boris.
So, yeah, Sean, why didn't you want Office Olympics?
Why didn't I want it?
No, I'm kidding. This is an incredible episode. I mean, we get, I would say it's in the pantheon of like recognizable Office episodes that most people I feel like would have seen. Obviously a lot of fun going on at the office with all the games. We're getting another great Dwight and Michael episode out meeting with Carol, getting the condo,
throwing his condo.
paper thin walls.
These babies are thin. I love the way he whispers the. You never practice, and the kid starts playing the clarinet or whatever.
The way Michael knocks off the stove burner greats. Is that supposed to happen?
Very gay friendly. I love too that like when Michael comes back to the office, he's like, "How'd it go?" He's like, "Great neighborhood, gay friendly."
Good, good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, man, woman lives there.
But also, I will say this episode, Michael's impression of an air horn is incredible. I'm not going to try to do it because, you know, offer revoked. But like the way he does the sound is amazing. Yeah,
it is.
It is really good. Mm-hmm. This is third episode of season two. This episode, I think, kind of revels in letting some of the larger ensemble shine a bit, right? They give some lines, they give moments to people we've sort of not really spent time with yet. Even though the Dundies definitely does that, the Dundies almost introduces us to the whole ensemble in a way that season one didn't really. And this one begins to really further develop the characters. So I love this episode. It's a classic.
That trash talk. I needed it.
I wanted it. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yogurt lids, medals that come up later in the show, as we've talked about. There's callbacks to this episode. Flonkerton's great.
I watched this episode as well in preparation to get in the spirit for this one. And there's that moment where Ryan throws away the Dundee and he's like, "I could throw it away now or I could throw it away in a few months." It reminds me of, there's this quote from Amy Sedaris in one of her shows where she says, "Crafting is the art of turning things no one wants into things that people feel bad about throwing away."
Yeah.
And she loves crafting.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's, I mean, it's her show about crafting, which is why I think it was At Home with Amy Sedaris. But
oh, that is such a good show.
Yeah.
That is such a good
show.
It's
amazing.
I feel like Office Olympics really is like, it's like maybe the episode that best encapsulates like what the show is. Like, it's like, isn't it fun when you're at work but you're kind of like goofing off? Like, it's just like,
yeah,
like that, you know. Like, I remember like one time my dad had like take your kids to work day and we went to his work and like somebody, or like he told, like, you know, we went into the, like, you know, he worked at a big tech company and there was a bunch of cubicles and stuff, and he's like, yeah, when you in the winter time, like there's only a few of us here, and so we'll play we'll do putting challenges like on the carpet, like between the cubicles and stuff. And I remember as a kid thinking like, that's amazing. Like, that's so fun. Yeah. Like, that's like when you're at school, but it's a movie day or something like that. And it's like that, I feel like that is the feeling I get from Office Olympics. And therefore I'm very upset that I didn't get it, but good job, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's time for my fourth nomination. And I'm going to pick.
Shout out to Nami from the Bay, just because that's, you said it and it reminded me. What am I going to pick? Everyone is listening to me.
I'll take Frigg. I'm gonna nominate the client. The client for $5.
I'd like to damn it.
Or $1. I'll say $1.
All right.
You're already out. You can't even do it.
I know.
Wait, okay. Can I say 50 cents so that you can bid on it?
$1. $1.
$2.
Shit.
Let's see, $2.
This was the last one I actually wanted. So
yeah,
little revenge, Sean. Little revenge. Good for you.
I think this is the one I want. I think I'm gonna do.
You want a different one? I think.
I'm gonna do $5.
Do you want to switch episodes? You can. Fine with me.
No.
You sure?
You stay out of this. Stay out of this, you.
$5.
$6 to Sean. Sean's got 40 to play with.
$10.
Does he want it or not?
You should have told him that. $12.
Edwin, I'm still bitter, About Mark Williams.
About what? He's
been injured. Been injured most of the year.
I'm gonna say I'll take this for $40. Thank you very much.
There you go. Way to empty the bank account.
There you go.
This was like one I had on the back burner. I feel. I honestly I'm really upset that I didn't get off this Olympics.
This is an afterthought.
But come on, Tim Meadows in this episode.
What a waste.
Great to see Michael actually be a great salesman. All the scenes at Chili's are so funny, and I really enjoy the threat level midnight table read.
I was gonna say that's
is an extremely fun. I guess if I didn't get Office Olympics, like that's another fun. Everybody just goofing off at the office. Mm-hmm.
Get the wigged reveal.
Edwin, how pissed are you that you didn't get this?
I did want this one, but it does leave me in a this was the next one that like I would have wanted on this list. I really thought about just bidding $18 and making you just take it, but I thought it'd be more fun to play it out. I also thought there might have been a chance that you might forget how much money. I didn't really think that was a possibility. There was just wishful thinking on my part.
Yeah. Thinking is that Sean only needed this last pick, which means he's done. Which means Edwin nominates. I only have a dollar, which means I just get my last pick. So this will go.
I can actually outbid you for it on your last pick. You don't just get it.
I thought you only have one pick left. Also,
I
have two picks.
Cool. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I thought you also had one pick.
we should get into those final picks. Edwin, go ahead and pick.
No, I really think I'm going to play with my food before I'm coming back from a very long. No, okay. I'm going to take a conflict resolution for $2.
Yep.
All right. There he goes.
Darn.
Very good. Well done.
I love the way that they pit the characters against each other. I love that Jim has to go through all of his pranks and kind of come to reality that like this is how much of he spends his life. He's when you list these off one after another, not that funny. Although it's funny, I've seen this episode so many times now. Of course, as I'm sure many of our listeners have, but. Every time I rewatch it, one of those pranks I've forgotten about, and the one that got me this time was everybody's been calling me Dwayne all day. I suspect Jim Halpert made them too.
It is really good. That's a incredible scene.
Mm-hmm. That is a good one.
Yeah, it's such a classic. You have Scott Adsit, as the photographer. And I love at the end when he makes Michael pay him $20 per photo to take it.
Yep.
Eight tries really added up. He's like, one, two, you didn't even wait to three on that one.
It's also like a great Michael versus Toby episode. Like you get Michael encroaching on Toby's job. It's that's a good one.
All right. I'll take take your name off it. So no one will know. Okay, so Alex, you can nominate one. You get to nominate one. I mean, I can take it if I so choose. But I mean,
find an episode that I want and you don't want.
That would be the way for you to go. Yeah.
Okay.
I will tell you there are two that are that I want for this last pick. Okay, if you pick outside of these two episodes, you're just gonna walk with it. Yeah.
But I also need to want it. And I would guess there's going to be a little overlap there.
It's tricky.
But also, if I take this episode, I'm out of episodes. So you'll get whatever you want for the next one, you know?
This I realize. So I just I just got to pick between the two that I want here.
Or pick something that you think I want that you don't. I'll tell you what you shouldn't do is nominate sexual harassment first because you think... And then try to drive up the price because you'll end up with it, and it'll clutter your roster.
Yeah. The Luke Babbitt Award.
Yeah. I was really close. I should have let Sean take it for 8. It was my downfall.
I'm going to nominate email surveillance.
You can have it.
Ah, excellent. That was the last one. That was the last one on my list.
Easy peasy. Well, why was that one on your list?
I like it. I love email surveillance. I think it's I just like monitoring emails. Michael discovering a power he has is a rare thing that happens on this show, and this is an episode all about that. I should have started doing this years ago. Like, Michael realizing he can keyword search emails. First of all, you get the Sadiq cold open, which mm-hmm. Some of the best writing on that show is just the IT guy and I did not get off to a great start. It's just chef's kiss. Perfect. And then he hangs around a little longer. We then see Sadiq later at Jim's party, which is also in this episode. So just a lot happens here. Jim's party's great. I like seeing everyone at a party like that. We get that shot of Dwight. Dwight and Angela knocking boots or knocking sandals and clogs out in the playhouse there. The moment Michael realizes what's going on, where's my evitation? And sort of watching his slow realization is equally heartbreaking. It's just like, oh man.
You too, Dwight?
Watching everyone trying to get by Michael, just physically get by Michael it's just incredible, including Kevin's like rehearsed excuse. Like,
my brother is in town. We are going to this.
And then watching Dwight play with it, it's like, I can't, Michael. Like, having like Jim has to control Dwight in order to keep a secret from Michael. There's just layers of intrigue going on here for me. It's all hilarious. I just love this episode. It's just. When I'm looking at the list of season 2 and I'm like, what do I watch? I just kind of always gravitate towards email surveillance. So I'll take it.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got what you wanted.
Thank you.
All right, Edwin, I think you just get to pick your last pick here.
This I do. And that's actually kind of a challenge because there are like 2 or 3 that are really, really in contention for me right now. Is. But okay, for the sake of making this last pick and for the sake of giving it a dollar amount, I will pick the Secret for $1.
It's a good pick.
Very good. The Secret.
It's a good pick.
The Secret is one where it's one of those moments. I mean, Jim is confided in the world's worst confidant, and it's like, I think of the, it's a moment where you kind of know that this can't last forever. Like, it's going to bubble up and bubble over in a way that will lead to Jim and Pam, Jim having to tell Pam how he feels on casino night. There's that heartbreaking moment where Jim has to tell Pam in the kitchen that it didn't mean anything. I think Jenna Fischer said in the commentary for that episode that like she cried after they shot that scene. Cause it's just so sad. And
wow.
Yeah. I could be getting that wrong. So, email in and tell me what I got wrong.
They will.
I believe that's in the DVD commentary and I'm not thinking of that from Office Ladies, but, anyway, I love, them going to Hooters. I love because the alternative is a picnic in the break room, that Michael sets up. I love Michael starting to dress as Jim and drink grape soda, and then immediately give away the secret in front of, Toby and Kelly.
The greatest detective Dwight in this one,
and that's the other thing is Oscar being sick and Dwight having to investigate. That's like such a big thing for the rest of the show, just this thing about Oscar. It comes to bear so much in the beginning of season 3 and then in the rest of the season with Angela and the senator and everything, but like this is the beginning of it. This is our first time meeting Gil.
I love when Michael like plays along with Dwight too, where he's like, no, this is important. Drop everything else you're doing today. Like that just makes me smile. when
they just go to his house and see if he's sick. I could have done this in 20 minutes.
Oh yeah.
With prep time?
Yeah. And then you've got Dwight on top of spring cleaning. Meredith, you've got urinal cakes.
Yeah, they're worn down. He gives it to like Ryan, Ryan, I need you to take over hand spring cleaning. Can you handle it? I think so. Do you think or do you know? I think so.
Yeah. It's so funny, but also so sad. Like, and it's one of the things that, like, not sad, but heartbreaking, let's say. And it's one of the things, like, this entire episode just kind of, it always stands out as being really significant for me within this season. So, yeah, I was happy to get it with the last pick.
Well, very good. Okay. That concludes our auction draft, our first ever auction draft. At the end here, Edwin, you still had $17 Shroot Bucks.
Probably had $19.
You bought Conflict Resolution for
$2. Oh, for $2. That's right. You're right. Never mind.
And then
I thought I still had $100.
Alex, I'm not doing this on purpose. All your money. And
I did.
I guess I used all my money, but I forgot. Maybe does the money roll over into the next auction draft?
Well,
can I go back and only spend 30 or something?
The money doesn't necessarily roll over.
Okay, all right.
But I mean, All Fantasy Everything does this thing. We do not have to do this. It also assumes that we would do another auction draft. So if you like this format, let us know.
Right. Nor can we determine this after the draft is over.
What do you mean?
that money would roll over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, no, yeah. Let me say this.
Yeah.
All Fantasy Everything does a thing where whoever had the most money at the end of the last draft gets $7 extra in the next one.
Okay.
But
well, that would go to you then.
Yeah, but we don't have to do that either. So we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Edwin, you got Sexual Harassment for $10, The Dundies for $34, Booze Cruise for $36, Conflict Resolution for $2, and The Secret for $1. Alex, you got Casino Night for $30, Boys and Girls for $5, The Fight for $23, Office Olympics for $41, the most expensive episode of the draft, and Email Surveillance for $1. I got The Fire for $17, Drug Testing for $13, Christmas Party for $7, possibly the steal of the draft, The Injury for $23, and The Client for $40. I spent my whole bag on that one. Man, I gotta say, Alex's looks really nice. Alex might have won this draft.
I thought you would have. Casino Night, Boys. This one.
Really? I mean,
just let me have one. Just let me have one draft.
Here's how I feel. I feel good about Drug Testing, Christmas Party, and The Injury, but I'm kind of like The Fire and The Client. Like they're good. I mean, you can't go wrong picking any episode.
You
want to
do a trade?
Season 2.
I'll trade you Sexual Harassment for the Fire. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those feel equal to me. I wish I had Office Olympics. I wish
you
Venmo
me $41 right now. You can have Office Olympics.
I'm good. But yeah, Alex's Casino Night, Boys and Girls, The Fight, Office Olympics, Email Surveillance. I feel like that's very well rounded, very solid. You know, I mean, I think Casino Night, The Fight, and Office Olympics. Those are the heavy hitters.
Boost Cruise too, I might say, is a bit of a heavy hitter.
I mean, but you know what? The thing is, like, this is very subjective. I think,
Completely.
It's totally funny. Even on this show where we tend to have a lot of consensus about certain things, season 9, there's a lot of opportunities for us to have different things or different opinions. Like, I would agree with you on some of those, but I don't think all of them to me are quote unquote heavy hitters for this season. Like, I think, I think that each of us has at least two strong heavy hitters, so to speak, from the season. It's just a matter of what you think is the best.
Which is generally how real like fantasy drafts work. You kind of end up with most of your money on like two of good players, and then you round out your roster. I think we did that. Mm-hmm. One metric we do have to measure, though, is Nielsen ratings. And just quick pop quiz. Guess, do you know which episode out of all of season 2 has the highest Nielsen rating? i.e. the most amount of viewers.
I want to say Christmas Party is going to be.
I think that's a good guess.
If we're going to determine the, if we want to determine the highest value pick this way.
Well, this is what we have to I think the only other thing to consider is the Super Bowl. I feel like the episode after the Super Bowl is always like the one of the highest watched episodes because they like they market it so much.
But I don't know if in this early in the run, The Office played directly after the Super Bowl the way that it did in season 6, I believe. But I don't know.
That was weird, though. That was on a Sunday. On a Sunday night? Wait, mm-hmm. is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah, because it was a Thursday night show for...
Correct.
Well, I guess Christmas Party.
I'll guess, just for the sake of it, I'm going to... Oh, man. I don't know the injury.
It is the injury.
Hey!
Very nice. Nicely done there. Good. Kind of by a wide margin.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I'm actually looking it up now.
I mean, the George Foreman foot joke was like such a water cooler like joke, I feel like. You know what That's true. Like that was the one that everyone was talking about.
We were in school and hanging out around the water cooler.
yeah.
It was actually a Thursday, so that was not a Super Bowl episode or anything. But I wonder, it's like what happened? There was a break, a little bit of a break between Christmas Party comes out December 6th.
Yeah.
And then Booze Cruise January 5th. And actually there was a full 1 point drop off between those two episodes and then a huge jump to the injury. So I don't know what happened.
Something it's always happened. Like that, though, with like, the TV schedules, though. They don't, like, air them during the holidays and stuff, and there's a mid-season replacements and these other things that happen. But, yeah.
I wonder, did, like, the season one DVDs get gifted a lot over Christmas, and then people started watching? I don't know.
They say that part of the season two thing was coming off of 40-Year-Old Virgin, and Steve Carell becoming a bigger and bigger star. So maybe it just takes time, word of mouth.
Well, there you have it first. Okay,
sorry,
okay.
I know we've gone really long with this content. Are there any episodes from this season that you would have wanted on your list that are honorable mention that you didn't draft? Because we've drafted most of the season, but there are still, to me, some of my favorite episodes from the season did not come up at all.
Seven episodes left. I mean, I guess I didn't want this one, but I'm a little surprised that maybe Halloween didn't get mentioned.
I almost took my last pick for Halloween.
Take your daughter to work day for me.
Take your daughter to work day. Yeah. Because I was about to say, I really thought about Dwight's speech. I really thought about nominating that one.
Dwight's speech is darn good. And my other favorite one from here is Performance Review, which didn't
get there, that's so. You that's get so the butt licker scene. Yeah. I mean, that's...
God, no, that's later.
That's not that performance is... review? No?
I believe that is later.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the other one, like for me, whenever I think of this season, I always think of this little run at the end. Take your daughter to work day through the end of Casino Night. So take your daughter to work day, Michael's birthday, drug testing, conflict resolution, Casino Night. I think that little run is just so, so strong.
It is.
Michael's birthday is another one that I thought might come up or that I really love personally. But... Yeah.
Sorry, you're absolutely right. That butt lickers from season 5. I'll turn in my letter of resignation.
I will reject it.
Edwin, the day that this episode right now or comes out, exactly 18 years to the day, Take Your Daughter to Work Day aired.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Ides of March.
Crazy stuff, man.
Crazy
stuff. Wow, this is a long episode. We're doing great, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Edwin's back. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
And we're heading to the trivia room.
Let's just do our thing, collect our hardware, and get the hell home.
Woo! Gentlemen, welcome to trivia. This week, we have some trivia that we have been just sitting on for a while. Sent to us by Jonathan Smookler, longtime listener, fan and friend of the pod.
Sean has been sitting on this trivia like it's a baby egg and it's ready to hatch. Here in the trivia room, which is where we use trivia for conference room.
We were going to do it like months ago, it feels like, and then we ran out of time, and then Edwin left for a couple of weeks, and he had to be here for it. Smookler writes, "Blood alone moves the wheels of history. Wanted to toss some trivia your way about the episode Trivia. Edwinner will probably steamroll through these questions, but I wanted to at least attempt. So here we go, guys.
Is it is up to the steamroller?
Fallacy.
Thank you.
Fallacy. I am going to, we're going to do the first 10 questions that Smookler sent, starting with one, who are the writer and director of the episode Trivia?
Buff. Charlie Grandy.
And, I'm going to guess it's written by Paul Lieberstein.
Good guess.
Daniel Chun.
Feig. Mindy
written
Kaling.
Written by Steve Healy.
Okay. Wouldn't have guessed.
I don't know that name very well. And then directed by? Do you have a guess?
Ken Kwapis. I don't know.
David Rogers.
Brian
BJ
Baumgartner.
Novak.
BJ Novak.
Got him with that one, Smookler. In the cold open. Question two. In the cold open, how long are they silent when Jim holds up his sign? And how long are they ultimately silent for?
Oh.
8 minutes and 36 seconds?
I'll give you a hint. No seconds. Okay. But full number. He holds up the sign. He writes how many minutes they've been quiet for. And then in the end, how many is it?
Oh.
13?
I felt like it was like 21 minutes or something.
Total?
Sure.
No, yeah, total's like 20-something. And then, I don't know, like 12, 13, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. I just remember those are types of numbers. Yeah.
Okay, it's 14 minutes when he holds up his sign, and it's 20 minutes total. Okay. And question three is, who breaks the silence?
Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin
with the candy bar. Oh, yeah.
Question four, in the conference room, what are the things Andy says that can be done with paper?
Well, there's limitless things you can do with paper. So let's get high on our own supply.
yes.
Paper airplanes.
Yeah, that's one.
Oh, good. Origami.
no.
paper football.
Is that like love? No, love notes or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love letters. Infinite things is one of the things.
Okay.
Okay.
Love letters, yes.
Magazines?
He says
portraits.
He says pictures? Random notes, anonymous notes, paper airplanes, love letters, books, infinite things.
Oh, books. Okay.
How much money do they need to reach the quarterly profit goal? How much paper does Andy buy himself?
It's like $8,000, $10,000, $2,000, something like that.
It's not even that much. Yeah, it's because of course they can win it at the
$2,000? No.
It's they need $830 to meet the profit goal, which really isn't that much. And then, but Andy himself has already spent $2,200.
That's where the $2,000 comes from.
And
then he goes, and then I just need to sell the $2,000 I have in my garage, my trunk. Yeah.
Oh, God. Question six, which colonizing group does Dwight compare himself to?
Aztec? No, that's wrong. I gotta think of the context.
Yeah, I don't remember the context.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't remember the context either. He compares himself to a Spanish conquistador traveling to Florida to claim what is rightfully his.
Okay.
Question 7. What days are Gabe in Florida and what days are Gabe in Scranton?
I'm going to guess. Yeah. It's
Tuesday, Thursday in Scranton, right? Because I was like, I remember this because it's like, what's the maximum amount of travel you have to do? And it's Tuesday, Thursday, Scranton, Monday, Wednesday, Friday in Florida.
That's right. That's right. What appliance does Gabe compare himself to?
Toilet.
That's right.
That one I know.
That's an easy one. But what other appliances does Dwight suggest instead?
You know, Gabe, you could have said eraser, incinerator, or garbage disposal.
Garbage disposal?
Garbage disposal.
Trash compactor.
And one more. Meat grinder.
Meat grinder. God bless you. You're an American classic.
And this is the last one we'll do for today. Instead of meeting with Robert California as scheduled, who does Robert suggest Dwight meet with instead?
Bill.
Bill, the COO.
Still a chief.
Still a chief.
He has me toilet a lot of people for him.
Spookler, thanks for the trivia. Guys, well done. You can email us trivia at mspodcastcompany@gmail.com. You can also call us and leave us a message at 503-694-9314. We do have a voicemail episode coming up in the next couple of weeks, so it's a great time to call. Check out our store at mspcstore.com. You can join our Discord. The link is in our show notes. And we're on Patreon, patreon.com/Michael Scott. It's a great way to support the show. Become a Scott's Tot for $5 a month. Gets you a bonus mailbag episode every month where we answer every question we get on Patreon. and a portion of those funds do go to the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. So very special thanks to our Scott's Tots. We love you guys. Thanks to Kayla and Brianna for running our Discord. Thanks to Ryan Lloyd for designing our artwork. This episode was recorded on location in Portland, Oregon, USA, and Zurich, Switzerland.
I want to say real quickly, too, we sort of teased some story time with Edwin, but we've ran out of time, so that will be on. You're going to have to wait one more week for those stories.
That's not true. They're silencing me.
Back next week with more stories from Edwin's life.
Thank you for listening. I've been gone, but it's so good to be back to hang out with these guys and hang out with all of you again. I hope you enjoyed this format. If you did, please let us know. If you did or you did not, if we should never do it again, let us know.
Yeah.
But I hope you enjoyed. We're trying something new, and hopefully it gives us we can do some more auction drafts in the future. If you have ideas for auction drafts, please also send those in. We would love to hear them. But yes, excited to do the rest of the trivia. Thank you again to our friend, Mr. Smookler. I'm excited to share some stories from the Philippines with you. And just can't wait to be back. So until then, take care, stay safe, and we will see you next week.
Pippity poppity, give me the salad.
Yes, sir.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Good night.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.